You might have had time during your break to look up those verses from Job.
大家刚才可能有机会先看了约伯记。
And actually, in the past, when we first began the series on the angelic conflict, we were referring to Job quite a lot.
之前一开始的时候，我们在讲整个天使的征战的时候，我们一直都提到约伯记。
Because in the first chapter of Job, it talks, we can see these dialogues between Satan and God.
因为在约伯记的每一个段里面，几乎都有看到这个撒旦跟上帝的对话。
At some time in eternity past, the sons of God would have to go to speak to God himself. Like they would have these meeting times where they had to present themselves to God.
在很久很久的以前的过去，那个时候上帝的儿子们就常常有机会跟上帝开会。
But let's have a look at this. This is Job 1:6. A day came when the sons of God, we have the phrase in the Hebrew, B'nai Ha-Elohim, it's literally sons of God, came to present themselves.
所以我们看约伯记第一章的第六节，好，他就提到说用同样的字，好，希伯来文用的同样的字就是上帝的儿子们。这个约伯记的一章六节说，有一天神的众子来到耶和华神的面前。
Okay, and they would come to present themselves. So they would give an account of what they were doing and give an account of what they were doing.
他们等于是这一群人，神的众子，是在跟神做一个报告。
And Satan was there with them.
而撒旦也在那里面。
Okay, so sons of God, in this case, we see it just refers to the angels.
所以在这里很明显的是，这个上神的众子代表的就是天使们。
And Satan is at this time in history, we know he's a fallen angel because he's testing Job. That's part of his role as the accusing attorney.
而撒旦呢，在这一群天使里面，他的角色是什么呢？他就是要来测试约伯的那一个。
Okay, and remember, if he's got the name Satan, that's after the first trial, because his name was changed after he rebelled.
而当撒旦原来的名字是路西佛，他是在等于是第一次的审判，天堂的审判里呢，他被判刑了之后呢，从那一天开始他又想要再申诉，所以他才变成有一个撒旦这个名字。
So, in this case, we can see clearly that the sons of God refers to not just the elect angels, but the fallen angels as well.
所以呢，所谓众神之子，神之众子，这一句话其实不只是代表的是那些被遴选的这些天使，包括那些所有的堕落天使，也都是当作神的众子来看。
And the same phrase comes up in Job chapter 2, verse 1.
而且同样的一个字呢，在约伯记的二章一节里也提到。
Okay, and just in case we have any doubt about this phrase, we also see it in Job 38:7.
如果你有怀疑的话，再看约伯38章第七节，也同样的，在这个状态下，你看到神的众子也都欢呼，其实讲的都是天使们。
Okay, and this is an important verse for telling us that the angels were created before the creation of the universe as well.
因为这个也要让我们回想，要记得哦，这些天使们其实是被神创造出来，而且是在创造宇宙之前，他们就被创造的。
Okay, and at this time we have all of the angels, they're not yet fallen. So we know that the angels fell after the creation of the original creation of the earth.
而整个地球在创造前，那些天使是都还没有真正的堕落，所以这个天使的堕落是在神创造了地球以后。
Now for that to make sense to you, you need to understand that the creation of the earth, like in Genesis chapter 1:1, actually happened a long, long, long time ago, not just 6,000 or 7,000 years.
而且你们要理解啊，这所谓的按照创世纪的一章一节提到的宇宙还有地球被创造，其实是很久以前哦。
If you just read Genesis 1, chapter 1, and if you read it through verse by verse, it looks like the creation of the earth happened just before, about 7 days before Adam was created.
因为你在看创世纪的时候，你会觉得说，这个是不是亚当夏娃被创造之前的六天，神才创造了宇宙。
Okay, but remember in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, it's talking about the creation of the heavens and the universe before there was the ice age. The first there was a creation. This could have happened 20 billion years ago. And then later on, the earth is put into an ice pack, and then God restores the earth, and he takes 6 days to restore the earth. So this is going to happen a long time afterwards.
所以呢，在整个神创造地球之前，神其实已经创造了宇宙也有好一段时间了，然后才创造了，应该说地球是被封在一个所谓的冰冻时期，然后后来才把它解冻。
Okay, that's another study for another day, but we have the book, and it's actually called Chaos, Creation, and Restoration on the website from China Grace Missions.
哦，这个又是另外一个一本书上面会特别详细介绍的，就是那本书叫做混乱
Creation
然后创造
and Restoration.
以及复活。
We don't have it here, okay. But it's on the website. We don't actually have the physical books, but you can, the book goes through all the different verses. There's a lot of verses and other parts of the Bible to explain this concept.
这一本书呢，现在我们并没有印出来的书啊，但是你们可以在网站上可以找到。
Okay, but it's important to understand that the earth is not just, or the universe is not 7,000 years old.
但是无论如何，大家要理解，就是这个宇宙绝对不是只有七千年、八千年这么短的时间。
And actually, science does not support that either.
而且科学家也认为不止这么多时间。
Okay, now usually when science says something, and if the Bible says something else, you have to trust the Bible first.
如果呢有任何科学说的事情跟我们的圣经说的不一样的时候，你一定要先相信圣经，先不要去信人类想出来的科学。
But the problem is sometimes the Bible is translated incorrectly.
但是呢，有的时候圣经的翻译是有问题的，而不是圣经说错了。
Okay, but if the Bible is interpreted correctly, if it's translated and interpreted correctly, it will make sense.
如果圣经是被翻译而且被解释的正确的话，它绝对不会有任何让你觉得会怀疑的地方。
And with a correct translation, we can actually see that the scientists are right. When they say the universe is 20 billion years old, they're actually right.
而当这个翻译是正确的时候，我们的圣经讲说，就会发现，诶，科学家认为宇宙有200亿，就是科学家说宇宙有200亿年的岁月，那这件事情是跟圣经讲的是一样的。
Now scientists aren't exactly sure, of course, you know, their time changes, but it's certainly a very long, long time.
当然连科学家他都不敢讲到说200亿年是不是个真的数字，但是他们的意思就是宇宙是非常非常非常长的一个很年老的一个宇宙。
But getting back to Job 38 verse 7, we see it's the sons of God, so that's all of the angels before the fall of the angels, and they're cheering.Because God has created this universe for them.
在约伯记38章第7节里面呢，讲到说，当神创造了宇宙的时候，所有的众子，神的众子都一起在欢呼，因为这些天使们就是在为神创造了宇宙而欢呼。
And in the Hebrew, with the original language, it's the same, exactly the same phrase that you see in Job chapter 1 and Job chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 6.
而在希伯来文的圣经里就很清楚的看到他在解释这些神的众子在约伯记的1章6节2章1节38章7节都跟我们的创世纪的6章1节提到的是用同样的字所以代表的是创世纪6章1节所提到的这个神的众子就是天使
Okay, sorry, it's Genesis 6, but that's the second verse there.
哦、oh, 对不起是创世纪六章二节所提到的这些神的众子是天使的意思。
Okay, so the sons of God here is the angels. We're talking about fallen angels.
而这边所讲的神的儿子们是讲的就是那些堕落的天使们。
Okay, now we know it's going to be the fallen angels because of what they're going to do.
为什么我们说他们是那些堕落的天使呢？就是因为等一下我们就要看到他们要做的那些坏事，你就知道他们是那些堕落天使了。
Okay, and one other thing that's going to tell us that these are obviously angels because you have what's called an opposite or apposition, where you have one phrase as the sons of God, and the other is the daughters of men. So, you know, we see that there's a contrast, God and man.
那这一个句子呢，在创世纪六章二节里面，刚好有两个对比性的一个说法，一个是神的儿子们，另外一个是什么？人的女儿们。
Okay.
好，所以它刚好是两个一个对称性的一个状态。
And because some people actually say, well, sons of God, you know, we're Christians, and you go to Galatians 3:26, for example, and it says you're a son of God. We're humans. We're sons of God.
我们的圣经也说我们人是神的儿子。
Okay, and we're humans.
我们是人类啊，但是在后面新约里面就已经开始称我们人类为神的儿子了。
And Jesus Christ is called a son of God.
那耶稣也是神的儿子。
And Adam was called, I think there's a couple of verses where it says Adam was the son of God.
然后在圣经里面也有好几段圣经提到亚当的时候是用神的儿子来称呼他。
So this term son of God does not just apply to angels.
所以神的儿子们这个词不只是用在那些天使的身上。
And that's where we have to look at the context to say, well, this son of God, what is it really talking about when we see Genesis 6?
所以我们要看整个经句的内容啊，详细的看说他到底讲的神的儿子这一次讲的是谁。
Okay, and when you understand what's going on with the angelic conflict and the angelic infiltration, we will see, and especially as we keep learning about this chapter, you'll see that it can only be the fallen angels.
那如果我们好好研究这个天使的征战以及天使的渗透，我们就要理解，就能够理解这边所提到的神的儿子们是指的那些堕落天使。
Okay, now I'll just finish off with one last concept here.
好，我们再来谈今天要讲的最后一个概念。
Okay. Now, they're going to see that the sons of God, which you should understand now is the fallen angels, they're going to see that the daughters of men were beautiful.
好，所以呢，现在你们都了解了，这些是神的儿子们，也就是堕落天使们，看到人类的女儿们非常漂亮。
Okay, but the word here, beautiful, is actually just tov.
这边讲的这个美丽啊，在希伯来文呢，其实是讲的是 tough， 意思是好，很好的意思。
Okay, and you can go back to Genesis chapter 1.
你可以回到创世纪的第一章。
Okay, now I'm still learning my Chinese, but you can see that 是好的 I guess, and then you got it here, 是好的 and then all the way down here.、
Okay. You, 因为大家都很熟悉这个创世纪第一章，就神在创造每一样东西之后，神都看他的创造是好的。他用的这个字。
And many times when God has created something, and then he's finished it off, and he announces, he proclaims, this is good, it's tov.
就是每一次神创造了东西，他就会宣告说这个他所创造的是好的。
Okay, and when God makes something, it's not just good, really, it's perfect.
其实神创造的任何东西都不只是好而已，就是完美的。
Okay, and actually, this is one of the verses that comes out in the book we just mentioned, Chaos, Creation, and Restoration.
而这一个解释呢，整个的东西都是刚才讲的那一本书，就创造。混乱创造修复那本书里面都有很清楚的在解说这件事情。
Okay, because it says later on that, it says in Genesis chapter 2, if I read correctly, or 2 or 3, it says that the earth was formless and void. I think, you know, the earth was like, it was created empty.
在创世纪第一章的第二节里面提到。
Here.And the earth was without form and empty. So that's at the very start of chapter 2.
对就、chapter 1.
Verse 2, yeah.
在创世纪一章二节里面就讲到说他创造天地的时候那这个地讲的是地球本身是一个非常虚无空无的状态。
Okay, but there's actually a verse, and I think it's in Isaiah chapter 45. It says, God did not create the world formless and void.It says the opposite of Genesis 1, too. It says God did not create the world formless and void.
但是在以赛亚书45章第18节
This verse says God did not create the world formless and void.
这个以赛亚书45章18节所提到的、哦、他说神创造的天地并不是 这个虚无空无的状态。
Okay,
那当然我们的中文翻译不是这样翻的，但他其实要讲的就是说这个跟创世纪的一章二节提到的几乎是相反的说法。
Okay, but what it's actually telling us is a big difference between Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and verse 2. So something happened between these two verses.
所以呢在创世纪一章一节跟一章二节之间其实是有一些很大的变化的。
Okay, maybe if we get time in the next couple of weeks, I'll explain it, because there's a couple of fairly simple concepts you can understand.
我们下次再来谈这个事情。
Okay, what I want to get back to is, when God is creating, He's restoring the world, and He created the world, and it was good, it was tov, it was perfect.
所以当神创造这个世界，它都是创造的非常好。很完美的状态。
And nature and the environment was perfect. It was how,、right?
所以它的环境都是很棒的、oh. 好的 Tov, T-O-V 是好的意思
T-O-V, yeah. Okay. So this is the same one we have here in Genesis chapter 6. Is it
所以第六章的
When he created the angels, the fallen angels saw the woman that they were not beautiful, they were perfect, they were good.
所以在第六章的第二节里面提到的那些天使们堕落天使们看到人的女儿都是好的都是完美的所以其实不是用美貌来讲
and the translator of this verse should just use the word good or even perfect you can say perfect
yes.
but not beautiful beautiful as they have another word in Hebrew for beautiful
所以奇怪的是这些翻译的人不管是英文或中文都不应该用这些女儿们是美貌应该就说是好就好了他就跟整个前面创世纪的一章写的都是用同一个字
Okay, but just to give you an example、you can write this down here and this is your homework by the way because we're running out of time Genesis chapter 12 verse 11
那我们也想请大家因为时间不够了所以请大家回去读创世纪十二章尤其是十一节
and Genesis chapter 29 verse 17
还有第二十九章十七节
Okay, and these verses talk about Sarai, that's the wife of Abraham, and Rachel being beautiful woman
然后呢这边这个经句是讲到亚伯拉罕的太太莎拉是一个美丽的女子。
But the word in the Hebrew is not tov.
因为他当他在讲莎拉是美丽的时候啊在希伯来文并没有用 tov, 就是刚刚讲的那个好这个字。
Yeah, see, the word is yapat.
他用的是亚帕这个字。
Okay, which means beautiful.
是真的说莎拉是美丽的哦。所以美丽这个亚帕是不同于前面讲的 tov 是好。
Okay, so, and there's even other words for beautiful, but tov is not one of them.
就算希伯来文有另外一个字可以说是美丽但是 tov 这个 good 好绝对在希伯来文绝对没有美丽这个意思。
Yeah, if you see a good looking woman, you can say, oh, she looks good. But usually, yeah, you'd explain that she was beautiful or she was pretty or something. But we looked at her and she's good, that doesn't make sense. Unless you say, she looks good. But that's been a bit rude.
反正他就说你要说一个女生漂亮你说哦她看起来好。一般人但没有办法理解她是漂亮除非你用一种很奇怪的语气说哦她看起来好。
Okay. okay, but really what they're referring to here, in Genesis chapter 6 verse 1, the fallen angels see that these women have perfect genetic makeup.
所以其实呢这边的句子要说的是什么是说那些堕落天使们看到这些女人是有非常完美的基因
Okay, and they're going to want to change that
所以他们想要去改变这件事
Okay, anyway, that's enough for today
好我们今天只能就讲到这里了那让大家在悬疑中礼拜天继续听后面的故事
Okay, let's bow our heads
让我们低头祷告
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the message from your word.
我们要感谢给我们的所有的讯息，由你的经句中给我们的讯息。
How we can learn about these great things that were happening even thousands or even millions of years ago.
让我们能够有机会学习到千万年前发生的事情。
And we pray that as we keep learning that these ideas and concepts will become very clear in our minds.
让我们祷告能够让我们一直不断的学习让这些观念可以在我们的脑中越来越清晰。
And we give thanks for your provision to keep us alive in the devil's world.
我们要特别感谢你，让我们能够在恶魔的世界里还可以好好的活着。
For particular prayers this evening, we pray that Japheth and his family can return home very soon.
而今晚我们要特别为 Jacob 祷告，因为希望他们能够真的很快的回到他们的家。
And also that Oi, she needs to have something worked out for her visa situation so that we can continue to stay here in Taipei.
我们也要为 Oi特别祷告，因为希望他的签证能够有特别的方法，让他可以好好的待在台北，不用再出去回来。
But we know whatever you provide, Lord, that's the perfect solution.
但是我们当然知道，神不论你提供我们什么样的状态，都一定是对我们最好的。
And so we give thanks for all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
那我们所有的祷告是因着耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Right, okay.